Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr here on a Tuesday. Over the weekend, President Trump said, got a deal to bring down beef prices, saying we would buy some beef from Argentina. Trump didn't initially provide any details on what his deal to bring down beef prices entailed. The concept of buying beef or live cattle from Argentina, very concerning to National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Colin Woodall.
We understand what he is trying to do, but what he does not realize is that in trying to bring the price of beef down for the consumer, it means he's going to bring down the price being paid for cattle for U.S. producers. So in fact, this is a direct attack on U.S. cattle producers, and it negates so much of the work that we have done over the years to build the overall quality of our product, a quality that we're very proud of. When you see the amount of beef that is grading choice and prime, the consumer likes what we are giving them, and they've made it very clear that they want more of it, and that's why demand remains at almost a 40-year high, and that the consumer is still buying our great product. And unfortunately, the president's plan will have a huge impact on how we as cattle producers can capitalize on that.
Iowa farmer and Senator Chuck Grassley put it very bluntly to the president regarding buying beef or cattle from Argentina.
And the president ought to keep his mouth shut about beef prices.
Referencing action taken over 50 years ago by another Republican president.
Nixon froze beef prices for just 3 months, but we were number one in beef in Iowa. And soon after that, we became 10th or 12th. We've risen ourselves back up to being 5th or 6th in beef production. But Nixon froze beef prices.
Grassley's comment Monday on AgriTalk. There is optimism in the ethanol industry as the U.S. Grains and Global Bioproducts Council holding the annual Global Ethanol Summit in Washington, D.C. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says, all over the world, from Canada to Brazil to Japan, countries are increasing their commitments to use more bioethanol at higher blends. Score also noted bioethanol's advantages as a tool for other countries to enhance their trade relationship with the U.S. Score says that when America invests in bioethanol, the country is investing in the rural economy, supporting farmers, and boosting GDP. Well, it's not much, but the price of fertilizer has come down a little. Potash in New Orleans down about 1.5%. Midwest costs declined 0.7%. Phosphate down 0.3%. Not much, but at its lowest level since 2008. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We'll be right back with Morning Markets.